Ozark Radio Sports in for Gary Lee. I'm James Hurt. Well, the holiday basketball tournaments are underway as the Kabul Holiday Tournament had 8 games yesterday, 8 more games today. For an update on that, here's Gary Lee.
Well, from day one, the Kabul Holiday Tournament, here's how it broke down. Norwood defeated Kabul, and it was Salem topping Winona. Mammoth Spring got by Summersville. Eminence in a tight one with Gainesville, 48-47. That was the best game of the day. And then Liberty rolled past the Dora Falcons. Licking topped Plato, got a little revenge from the Frisco League tournament. Pocahontas topped Houston, and then it was Mansfield defeating Alton. Our broadcast lineup for day two from the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9 will start at 9 a.m. with Kabul and Winona. And then we'll do the second broadcast at 1:30, Houston and Alton. And we will then follow that up with the 4:30 tip-off with Mammoth Spring and Eminence. And our final broadcast will be Liberty and Licking at 6 p.m. But that's our broadcast schedule for tomorrow. The games, again, Kabul, Winona at 9, Summersville, Gainesville at 10:30, Dora Plato at 12 noon, Houston Alton at 1:30. Norwood on the winner's bracket, Norwood plays Salem at 3, Mammoth Spring again playing Eminence at 4:30, Liberty playing Licking at 6, and Pocahontas will play Mansfield at 7:30. But our broadcast schedule tomorrow, day two at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, is 9 a.m., Kabul Winona, Houston Alton at 1:30, Bama Spring and Eminence at 4:30, and Liberty and Licking at 6 p.m. From the Kabul Holiday Tournament, I'm Gary Lee.
The Willow Springs Bears got the Blue and Gold Tournament in Springfield underway yesterday and come up with a loss 88-80 to Aurora. The West Plains Zizzers, also in the Blue and Gold, played yesterday afternoon, and they got a win over Marshfield 69-44. The Blues will be on the ice tonight on Q94 against the Nashville Predators. That's a look at sports. I'm James Hurt.